Okay, but really though, how many times have you stood there like rinsing out a yogurt container and thinking, am I really making a difference with this, or is this just going to end up in a landfill anyway? Like, I want to do the right thing, but sometimes it feels like we're just swimming in plastic.
It's a constant battle, right? And it brings up that bigger question of how do we actually make conscious consumption, you know, really thinking about the impact of what we buy, how do we make that work in our everyday lives?
Because it's so easy to feel overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Totally. But what if there was a way to actually tackle that feeling head on? Like a whole movement focused on making conscious consumption actually doable.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What are we talking about here?
So today we're going deep on bulk refillery.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, remember the milkman? This is like that. But instead of just milk, it's everything. Shampoo, soap, laundry detergent, even pet food.
Wait, pet food too? See, now it's a game changer I hadn't even thought of.
Right, it's a whole different way of looking at how we shop. But the really interesting part is the why. And to get into that, we're going right to the source. We're talking about a local bulk refillery started by these two women, Gina and Julie. Their stories are amazing when it comes to understanding, like, what drives this whole movement.
Love it. Straight from the co-owners. You know I love that inside scoop.
Yeah.
So tell me, who are Gina and Julie?
Well, they come from totally different backgrounds, which I think says a lot about who this whole thing appeals to, you know? Gina's been on this mission to cut down on waste forever. We're talking for decades. She's been all about, like, trying to have two recycling bins for every one trash can.
Whoa, 2 to 1. That's next level. I can barely keep up with one.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She is committed to minimizing waste. And get this, she's instilled this in her whole family. Imagine teaching your kids to be that aware of their environmental impact from day one.
Wow. Gina sounds like a total trailblazer. What about Julie? How does she get into this whole bulk sustainable living thing?
So Julie actually comes from the world of education. She was a math teacher for over 20 years.
No way, a math whiz turned sustainability guru. Okay, now I have to know more.
It's such an interesting pairing, right? So for her, it started with gardening and composting, like really getting her hands dirty and seeing how everything's connected, you know. And then she had some health issues, and that got her really into finding non-toxic natural alternatives for all the stuff in her house. Cleaning supplies, body products, that kind of thing.
It's amazing how those personal experiences, you know, those things we go through, they can really light that fire in us to make a change. You start with yourself, your family, and then all of a sudden it's like, it just shows you how sustainability is really about people, you know, real people making changes. And that's what I want to know more about. Like, how did Gina and Julie take that personal passion and turn it into a business? What's the big idea behind their bulk refillery?
Well, that's what makes their story so powerful. It's more than just selling stuff. It's about changing how we think about all this. Like, they're all about education and empowering people. That's huge for them.
Yes, because we need more of that. Less guilt trips about being perfectly zero waste and more like, okay, here's what you can do.
Right. And they want to prove that living sustainably doesn't have to mean giving up everything you like or spending a fortune. You know, they even talk about that on their website.
Oh, really? What do they say?
They're careful about where they get their products.
Yeah.
Everything is high quality, ethically sourced. A lot of it's local. And because there's no fancy packaging, you know, they cut out those costs. The prices are actually really good.
It's like they've streamlined the whole thing. So smart.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept, but how does this actually work? Do you just roll up with a bunch of old jars and hope for the best?
That's actually a good question, and they've definitely thought of that. They have a whole system. You bring your own containers, could be mason jars, old takeout tubs. Doesn't matter as long as they're clean.
So it's all about reusing what you already have.
Yeah.
I love that. Exactly. And then they have this station. You weigh your containers before you fill them. So you're only paying for the product itself, not the packaging. Then you just fill them up, choose from all their different products, and pay by weight.
It's like the build your own of sustainable shopping. I am here for it.
Okay, but what can you actually get there? Give me the rundown.
Well, they've got categories for everything. Body care, hair care, cleaning supplies, even pet stuff. We're talking shampoo bars, refillable laundry detergent, dog shampoo, bamboo toothbrushes. It's all there.
Seriously, they thought of everything. This is really making me rethink my shopping habits. You know, it's funny. I always thought, like, to really make a difference, to be more sustainable, I'd have to completely change my whole life. But hearing about how Gina and Julie approach this, it feels doable, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what they're all about. And I think it's really resonating with people. It's that idea that you don't have to do everything at once, just start small.
Right. Like, maybe this week I'll try the shampoo bar. Next week I'll grab some laundry detergent, like baby steps. But those little changes, those can add up to something big.
100%. Remember Gina's whole thing about two recycling bins for every trash can? It's like a visual for how those small changes, if you stick with them, they really make a difference. That whole ripple effect they talk about.
It's true. It's like each thing you do, it's like sending out a ripple and it encourages someone else. And then before you know it, you've got a wave, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you think about Julia's background in education, it makes sense. Give people the knowledge, give them the tools. That's going to be so much more effective than just telling them to do better.
It's like that saying, what is it? Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, you feed him for life. But in this case, it's like, show someone where to refill their dish soap, and you've cut down on plastic waste for life.
Ah.
Yeah.
Perfect adaptation. You know, this whole conversation, it really makes you think, if these two women with your small business can inspire so many people to rethink what they're buying, imagine if this bulk refillery thing really took off.
That's what's so cool about it. It's more than just refilling your shampoo bottle. It's about changing how we think. You know, realizing we have choices. We don't have to sacrifice what we like or make things more complicated.
Challenges everything, doesn't it? I mean, if we can get all this stuff, even pet food, without all that plastic, maybe it's time to rethink all those aisles and aisles of single-use packaging at the store.
It makes you wonder, what if? What if everyone thought this way? What if everyone made conscious choices about what they were buying? I mean, could you imagine the impact?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe this deep dive will inspire some of our listeners to give bulk refillery a try and see what kind of difference they can make one refill at a time